All right, so we're going to move into a section where we think about our own next steps. So I wanted to show you the spheres of influence. I'm not sure you can read that, but I'll read it for you. So you've got the person in the middle, and then you've got your private and personal sphere, so maybe your family or the people that you live in your house with. And so it suggests things like learn about environmental concerns, donate money and time, walk instead of drive, reduce, reuse, recycle. Then your social network doesn't mean just social media, it just means anybody that you're networked with socially. So it suggests share material goods, teach, persuade, support others, and be a leader. The organizational sphere, so any organizations that you're connected with and a part of, you can share ideas, change processes and procedures, create durable products. So you could try to get people to change out paper and plastic coffee cups. or you can create durable products if you're in an organization that creates goods. The public sphere, run for public office, create laws, organize, vote, protest. And the cultural sphere, change norms, systems, stories, and symbols. So the stories that we tell in church, the stories that we tell about who we are as a congregation, the stories that we tell about our personal history and our nation's history, changing those stories to recognize the misuse of land and resources and people can be really powerful and impactful in all of this. Okay, so those are the different spheres of influences. So you've got the private and personal, social network, organizational, public, and cultural. And let's see. So I'm going to, so they're, most of them are listed on this one. So I'm going to encourage you to take like 5 minutes. Yeah, let's take 5 minutes to kind of sit with this yourself and make a plan about things that you think you could do at those various levels that you might feel called to do, or that you just have an idea that maybe you could do. So first, it's kind of a brainstorm session with yourself. You can write things down or just think about it. What are some things that you could do at these various levels? A step you could take, a small step. So I'll give you 5 minutes to kind of think about that and come up with as many ideas as you want to, and then I'll have you talk about it with other people, but start with thinking about it yourself.